Okay, today's daf is Zvachim, daf Sadik Tes, Zvachim, daf 99. And we are in the 12th parak. We just did the Mishnah on Tzadik Chasma Beis. We're going to start the Gemara. Just one Hara before we start. And that is, the Mishnah listed off people who do not get a chelak in the Karbanos, Tful Yom, and Mechusa Kippurim. And what about an Onain? What about a Baal Mum? That was a question in the Mishnah, because the Mishnah said he does get, but then the Mishnah says a klal, which seems to exclude the Baal Mum. The Gemara will discuss that, but just one machlokas that I had mentioned yesterday, and that is Onain. So if an Onain does the Avoda, so what is the halacha? So we mentioned the machlokas between the Rambam and Tosfos. Rambam says that if an Onain does Malacha, he does not get Malchus. That's the Rambam in B.S. Mikdash Beis Ches. V'yavu b'shakoin gadol ovid Onain, Aser lechol kachim. Onin she'avad by a hediot eino loke, says the Kesavishna, pashutu, to les bay lav mefurish. There is no explicit lav. And we know for Malchus, you need one of four words to be in the Torah to get Malchus. Hishamar, pen, al, or lo. If you don't have one of those four words, so then you don't get Malchus. It could be an Avera, but one is not going to get Malchus for that. That is the Rambam. If you look at Tosfos and Malchus and Lafid Gimel, you do get Malchus, and the Sfasemis wonders where does Tosfos get it from? What's the Pasuk? But one other Ha'ara that I wanted to mention. The Rambam says in the original Halacha that Beis Vav, talking about a Kohen Hedyot, Imkei Mibnei Ma Nishtei Zazaras Hubakoin Gadol, Shekoin Hedyut Shahayba Mikdash Bavodaso, Vishama Shemes Lomes, Shehu Chayav Lizabal Alav. If a Kohen Hedyot is in the middle of doing the Avoda, Afal Pi She'eno Yotzim in HaMikdash, Eino Oved, Mibnei Shehu Onein, Vim Avad Vahu Onein Shal Torah, Chilal Avodaso. If he's an Onein, he's Machal of the Avoda, says the Rambam. Aval Kohen Gadol, Ovid kishuhu onein, klomar, yeshev yavod avoda shahaya osek bo, the ena mischaleles. So the achronim are medayik, that the Rambam does not say that the Kohen Gadol could start the avoda when he's an onein. It's only if he's in the middle and he finds out, that's the difference between Kohen Hedyot and Kohen Gadol. Does he have to stop or not? Kohen Hedyot have to stop, and Kohen Gadol does not have to stop. That is the diak that they have in the Rambam. The Mishnah Lamalach then asked the following question, which we did not mention yesterday. And that's the Mishnah Malach Sa'ara, first of all, and it's only if he started already. But then Mishnah Malach says, what if a Kohen gives his wife a get, almanas, that he's going to go to a certain place? Right? I hire him graciously, almanas, that I'm going to go to Haifa. Right? And then what happens? Then his wife died. Kodem sheyakai matznai. Af shechal alavet, so he's an onein. But if he gets to Haifa, then she'll be a grusha. It'll be gershin, it won't be an almana. So is he allowed to do the avoda, asked the Mishnah Melech, knowing that tomorrow he'll go to Haifa and he'll end up being a grusha, even though right now he's an onein? Says the Mishnah Melech, it's mutter. Im halach achar kach v'kiyib tzno shimugureshes l'mafreya, mishar rishona, de'ein kan aninus klal umutter lecho b'kachim v'la'avod. That's the Mishnah Melech's interesting case, that if somebody is, he divorces almanas, that he does something, and even if the woman dies beforehand, he could still, once he's behind the Tanai, it's ready to fulfillment of the Tanai, she's in Gureshas, and he comes out, was not an Onain, and therefore the Avoda would be fine, wouldn't be Mechuba. Okay, so let's get that in.
Would he be allowed to stop?
Would he be allowed to? Onain,
could he stop if he wanted to?
Could he, who? The Kohen Gadol. Could the Kohen Gadol stop? I don't think so. I don't think he should stop. If he's in the middle, that's his Kedusha. What's the language of the Rambam? He says, Yeshev v'ya'avod. Right, v'ya'avod, b'shashu, but if he wants to stop, but I think he has to overcome his personal feelings. That's the point. Mikdash lo yetzei. Mikdushaso lo yetzei. What's he going to stop for? Just to sit and be upset? Right, be emotional? It's true, it's that he's human, but I think that at least, maybe that's what the Rambam says that. You don't have to start a new avoda, but to finish the avoda that you're in, that's what we demand from you. That's what the Rambam seems to say. What does it mean, yeshev? He should sit in the it doesn't mean sit, he should stay in the base of Mikdash, I think. I don't think it means sit, right? You can't do the avoda when you're sitting. That's a psol. Psol yoshev, right? Misa v'dei shamayim we had back in Sanhedrin. If you do the avoda sitting, I think yeshiv in the mikdash. We think you should stay in the mikdash. You shouldn't leave the mikdash. Okay, we continue. So minan immediately. Says the Gemara, today's daf. How do we know this? How do we know the halacha that a tefil yom and a mechusi kippurim do not get portions of the karbano split up? So Amar Yishlakish, Amar Kor, Yishlakish quotes a pasuk, HaKohen HaMachate Osa Yochalena. That the Kohen that is Machate, the Kohen that does the Zrika, that's what Machate means, Yochalena, he shall eat. Kohen HaMachate Yochal, She'en HaMachate Eino Ochel, or at least first we say it as a statement. So the Gemara says at the first stage, according to Reish Lakish, only the coin that does the Zrika can eat and not the coin that does not do the Zrika. Well, what about the rest of his group? V'klalohu v'ay mishmar kula de'ein mechatin v'ochlin. So what does this pasuk mean? The maskana is going to be what we're looking for. But what does this pasuk mean? What, the whole mishmar cannot eat? Of course they can. We know that all the Kohanim that were split up into the different mishmaris, Moshe Rabbeinu split them up into some, and then Shlomo and David finished the job and split them up into the 24 mishmaris that we have. It's alluded to in a pasuk in Chumash, even though it's a Durabanan way. There are David and Shlomo finished into the 24, but it's alluded chelak kechelak yochelu levan mimkar v'la'avos. The pasuk alludes to the mishmaris, but the Gemara says that if it's your mishmar, you can eat. There's only one kohen that does the zrika, so all the kohanim can eat. So what does the pasuk mean? That kohen hamachate. So the Gemara says, ra'ui l'chitui ka'amrinan. Okay, it means ra'ui l'chitui. Anybody who is fit to do the zrika, they can eat. So there's more to say here, but let's just finish the thought. Hare katan de'erai l'chitui v'ocha. What about a katan? A katan can't do the avoda. It's a psal avoda, and yet he's able to eat from the karbanos. So the Gemara says, Ella, thank you, ma yochlena, yachlekena. Yochlena must not mean to eat, but it must mean to get a portion. And that's what we darshin, roi lechitui cholek, she'ena roi lechitui ena cholek. Only if somebody is roi lechitui, roi to get a portion, so that roi to do the zrika, then he can be cholek, but if it's ena roi lezrika, he won't get a portion. He'll be able to eat it, like a katan. He just won't get a portion. That's the key. And that's why at Tful Yom and Mechusa Kippurim, they are excluded because they are not royal lechitui, and therefore they do not get a portion. They do not get a portion. One more line. Hare Balmum, Dana royal lechitui v'cholik. What our Mishnah say? A Balmum is not royal lechitui, and yet he cannot do the Zrika, and he does get a portion. So Gemara says, no, Balmum Rachmana Rabye. There's a special ribui by Balmum in the pasuk, Kol Zachar Bakohanim Lerabos Balmum. That's why a balmum is included because of that pasuk. Finishing up, and then we'll comment. V'yema, how do you know the phrase kol zachar includes balmum? V'yema kol zachar l'rabos tful yom. Maybe you're excluding tful yom. Somebody who still has to go to the mikvah today, but you're including balmum. Maybe it's just the opposite. So Gemara says, no, mistaver balmum avalei l'rabuye. No, balmum makes more sense to include. Why shekein ochel? Because he at least could eat it. Fine, he can't do the avoda, but he can eat it. So they go, a second, adarabba, tful yom avalei rabuye, maybe tful yom is better, delo urtam echzachazi. A tful yom can even do the avoda tonight, let alone eat it. So maybe a tful yom should be included. So hashta miya halochazi. At least now he's not roy for anything, the tful yom. But sheiki, the balmum is, and therefore we include the balmum and exclude the tful yom. Okay, this is all, though, number one, Reish Lakish's limud, that the pasuk kohen machate yochlana means split it up, not to eat it, and that's the source of the Mishnah for Tful Yom and Mechusa Kippur. The question, though, is a couple of points on this Gemara. The Gemara says, Minon Emili, didn't our Mishnah quote a pasuk? Our Mishnah quoted the source. So what is the Gemara asking? What's the pasuk? What's the source? The Mishnah quoted the source already. At the end of the Mishnah, it says, Hamakriv etam ha-shlamim, the one who's makriv, which we assume means the Zorek, he gets tiyash shokayim in lamana. So what is the Gemara doing, asking that, oh, what's the source? Don't we know the source for the Mishnah? So the Tzon Kanshim asks this question. By the way, the Tzon Kanshim was written by the Bechor Shor. Right, Avram Chaim Shor, who wrote the Torah Chaim. Torah Chaim we have on different Masechtas. On Shas, so he wrote the author of the Torah Chaim. So he is Av Bezdin Varam Bekiel Kodesh Berzin Samach Lulavav. All these are Achronim from the last couple hundred years. The Panamiris, who we quoted yesterday, is Rav Meir Eisenstadt, the grandson of the sister of the Shach. That's what it says on the Shardaf. The Birchas HaZevach is Arishwol Koidenover. Right, they also related to the Shach. But these are all the Svarim, the Chok Nasan, all these are put together, if you remember, by the Chavetz Chaim. He published this, he felt it important to publish. So the Tzon Kashim asks, even though the Pasuk already is quoted, there is a Pasuk quoted in the Mishnah, the Hamakrav is Dama Shlamim, Efshar Lomar Dikra O Nakat. The Mishnah could have, the Pasuk of the Mishnah could have been understood as an either or would be okay. As Dama Shlamim, Dahainu, Shayatar Bishas Rikas Adam, Vyas Achelev, O Shayatar Bishas Haktaras Achelev, Afilo Hayatami Bishas Rikas Adam. K. Nira Lee says you could have understood the pasuk as either or. If you're tahar at any point in the avoda, that would be good enough. And we do not hold that way. We hold you have to be tahar throughout the avoda. That's why you have this extra pasuk. That's what the Tzon Kashim thinks. It teaches us. The other achronim also try to figure out what we would have thought. But that is number one. Number two, katan. What did the Mishnah say? You need a special pasuk to exclude katan, right? Yach lekena, so you have to be roy lechitui, and that's who's going to get a portion. But ain't a roy not. So ask one of the achronim in the Birei Hadaf, what do you need a pasuk for to exclude katan? To exclude that a katan you don't give a portion to, but he's allowed to eat it? What if the carbon was not able to be eaten by a katan? But there's a halacha of a katan eating a mitzvah lahafrisho. If a katan is eating a non-kosher item, you can't be machal biyadayim. But Eidem Mitzvah La'afrisho, the Gemara in Meseches Yevamos tells us. So after the Sivas HaKodesh, Halo Achdoch, Katanoch HaNevelos, Eidem Mitzvah La'afrisho. So what do you need a source for to tell me? So the answer given is that no, there's not just the element of eating something treif, so to speak, if it would be treif to him. But there's an issue of Gezel HaKohanim. Because this isn't just something not kosher, but this is the whole portion of the karbanos belong to the mishmar, and if a katan who's not allowed to eat it in the havamina would eat it, so that would be a problem of gezel kohen, not just an aspect of isser, just like when a yisrael eats truma. Yisrael eats truma; it's not just the isser of eating truma, but it's the gezel kohenim. If let's say truma, right, gets mixed into his chulin, and the amount of truma that would be batel, 1 to 100, 1 to 101 in the chulitz, therefore it is mutter, but he still has to pay the kohen for the truma. Because it's still gezel kohen, where he could sell it, just not for the amount of the truma. That's the issue of katan. We quoted a couple of weeks ago, the Minchas Chinuch, I'll quote it again, and that is Minchas Chinuch in right at the beginning of mitzvah Kuf Lamed Aleph, which is the mitzvah of eating the leftover karbanis mincha, shiari minachas. We know that all karbanis mincha, besides the mincha, minchas tzibur, and the mincha of a kohen, that's all burned. Minchas Kohen is all burned on the Mizbeach. And Minchas Tzibur depends which one. Right? If you consider the Shteh HaLechem or the Lechem HaPanim and Mincha, then those are eaten. But, says the Minchas Chinuch, but a regular carbon leftover, he says, Lechora, quotes our Gemara, and then he says, Kivashi, mitzvah saseh lechol, eich yicholim litein lekatan, ha'enu bar chiyuva, umavatzla makolim b'mitzvah saseh. It's a mitzvah say to eat karbanos, like we alluded to yesterday. So why do we allow a kohen to do it? A kohen's going to eat some of the karban, but it's a mitzvah say to eat a karban. Ach, be'emes, it must be, ein ha-mitzvah le'echol kulo. This is the Minchas Chinuch. Though we had yesterday, I think it was yesterday, that the achronim say maybe other karbanos, the key is the focus of the behema, to be eaten, unlike Karban Pesach, which the key is the Gavra, says the Minchas Chinuch here that the mitzvah is only, even if it's on the Gavra, or whatever it is, it's only to eat a kezias for each Kohen. So he says, in a mitzvah lechol kulu, rak a mitzvah, kol echa lechol kezias, kumo kol mitzvah zaseh dachila, like Karban Pesach, the yotzei dechavasa bekezias, the achar zeh, Eino mitzuve od yoser. After each coin gets a kezias, there's no more tzivui, except for, don't let it become noser. Rak mitzuve lechol shalo yavel yin osar. Umutter li tilik tanim. So what is mutter to give it to ketanim, says the Minchas Chinuch, that's only after every coin gets their kezias. After every coin gets a kezias, so now there's no more mitzvah sagavra to eat the rest of it, it's just, make sure it doesn't become nosar. So if you give it to a katan, it's not going to become nosar. Sheyochol kezayis v'yochol akodim achol kezayis v'yoser mizeh yochol itel katan. The hamitzvah he kachol mitzvah zaseh dachilas pesach umatzah v'domehem sheyotzim b'kezayis. That is the then he talks about what about less than a kezayis. That's the sugya that has come up in the past about chatzis shir b'mitzvos. We know there's a kazav of chatzis shir by Averos. Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, whether Chatzis Shir is Aser min HaTorah midaraisa, min HaTorah midarabanan, we hold that Chatzis Shir is Aser min HaTorah. Like Reish Lakish said, like Rabbi Yochanan says, and that is, maybe they both are just give a different reason. So Machlokas at the end of Maseches Yuma, whether Chatzis Shir is Aser min HaTorah midaraisa, today is what the makar is for Chatzis Shir Aser min HaTorah. Is it a svar of Chazil Estarufei? It could combine to a shir, or is it a pasik? But either way, we pass it Aser daraisa, you just don't get an onesh. So that is by Averos. What about mitzvahs? What if I only have a half a kazayis of matzah? Do I eat it? Is it worthwhile to eat? If I have only two of the four minim of lulav, that's clear, that's worthless. Because dala minim ma'akvid zedzeh. But what if you have the mitzvah, just not enough of the mitzvah? Like chasi shir by matzah. So, or what if I could, I don't know where you would put this one, if I only know how to blow shvarim, I don't know how to blow truas. No, that's hard to blow truas. What if I only know shvarim? Can I make a bracha and only blow shvarim and tkiyas? Is that good enough? So the question is, where would you put that one? That's a suffix, what this real side of the true is. Is that like half a kazayis of matzah? Or is that like two minim in the lulav? It's a good question. But anyway, that is the Minchas Chedav's continuation here in terms of chatzis shir. Different shitas that get into the act related to chatzis shir when it comes to mitzvahs. Okay, that's in terms of tanim. One other ha'ara that I wanted to mention, and that is, Baal Mum is included from the word Kol Zarcha B'Kohanim. Interesting line in Rashi. Rashi in Maseches Kiddushin on Daf Nun Gimel. Why do we include Kohanim? So Rashi says, well, after all, what else? Why do we include Baal Mumin? So, well, what else could a Baal Mum do? What does a Baal Mum do all day in the Beis HaMikdash? He can't do the Avoda. So Rashi quotes, based on Chazal, Rashi quotes in Kiddushin on Daf Nun Gimel, that he checks the wood for worms. Because you can't use wormy wood on the base, on the Ma'arachos. That's what he does. That's not a real avoda, but it's an important job. So he says, that's why a Baal Mum can be included in various halachos, let's say to eat the karbanos. Sha'af heim hayu masli'im ha'etzim. Umafshitin, they also did hefshit. They skin the animals. Umenatrim, and they cut the animals v'shochtim. V'shochtim. Why? Because even a czar could do shchita. What a Baal Mum kohen is worse than a czar? So that's why even a Baal Mum is able to do shechita just like a czar. If you look back in the Mishnah did not mention this Baal Mum, but it's understood. The Mishnah back on the Chavad Alfam Abayz, beginning of the third parak called Apsulim. Those are all Apsulim that you could check. It says Zarim, Nashim, Avadim, Tmeim. Tmeim maybe only be the Eved, but Baal Mum is not worse than those people. So that's why a Baal Mum is able to check, but he's involved in checking the worms. When did they make a big party for finishing that, a certain of the wood checkings? If you remember, the Gemara at the end of Tainus at Baba Vasra, about Tu B'Av, where the six happy events that happened on Tu B'Av. It was the day that the Shvatim intermarried after the first generation. It was the day that the Binyamin was able to intermarry after the story of Pilagish Begiva. It was the day that the Beis Midbar stopped dying because they thought they miscalculated up until Tu B'Av. Right, the last year, Tisha B'Av, you all used to go to sleep in their graves, and they used to wake up, Yibadlo Achayim and Amesim, and by the time Tu B'Av came, they realized nobody else is going to die, so they make a big party. Oh, but one of them, what was the last one? The Beitar were Nitan L'Kfura, but one of them was that they finished cutting the wood that they were going to use for the Ma'arachah in the Beis HaMikdash. Why? Because up until the middle of Ad, it was very hot, and therefore they could use that wood, they still had to check, the Bali movement still checked the wood. But it was very, very, it was dry wood, so there probably wasn't too many worms. After this, it was a lot of worms. They just didn't want to use the wood. After Tu B'Av, it started becoming the fall and the winter, so therefore it got too wet, and they didn't use the wood. But they made a big party that day, and that's why, one of the six reasons why Tu B'Av is a happy event. Machlokes, Rashbam and Rabbeinu Gershom in Baba Basra, why are we so happy? When we finish that great mitzvah. So the Rashbam there says, this is one of the sources for siyumim in Shas. The Rashbam says, whenever you finish a big mitzvah, make a party. That's the Rashbam right there on that Tu B'Av Gemara. While the Rabbeinu Gershom in Baba Basra there says, no, the party was because they finished the great mitzvah, now they can go sit and learn more. So do you focus on the past, what was done, or do you focus on the future? By every siyum, you could say that. Hadron Aloch, is it what was finished or what was in the future? Right? Is it, which is the greater kibbutz? If it's a chasen Torah, or is it Chasam Breishis? They say Ramosha Soloveitchik in Europe always liked to get Chasam Breishis because the key was the starting over, not the finishing. But when he came to America, everybody thought the Chasam Torah was a bigger kibbutz. They forced him to get it. That's why he got Chasam Torah, even though personally he would have liked to take Chasam Breishis. That's Ramosha Soloveitchik. Okay, let's continue. So far we did all Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish quoted a pasuk to teach me how do you know that it's Tfol Yom and a Mechusa Kippurim, though they are on their way to becoming Tahar, but it's not good enough for this halacha, they do not get a portion, they don't get a chelek of the karbanis. And how do you know Yochlena means Yachlekena? So we said that earlier. Rav Yosef Amar, Rav Yosef has a different way of learning it. Michdi, Ma Yochlena Yachlekena. What we just say that Yochlena means Yachlekena, to split it up. Lichto Rachmana Yachlekena. So why didn't the Torah say that? Why did it say it in a way of understanding as eating? Ma Yochlena. Why did the Torah say it? Why does Torah use that word? Shma Mina. It must be to teach me Ra'ui La'achila Cholek She'ena Ra'ui La'achila Eino Cholek. Only somebody who was Ra'ui La'achila, like a Balmum, and not a Tzvul Yomer Mechuzi Kippurim, could be Cholek, and Eino Ra'ui La'achila cannot. Period. Boy Reish Lakish. Now Reish Lakish asks, Balmum Behu Tamei Ma'u She'achlo Kulo. What if you have a Balmum who's also Tamei? So a Balmum has a special dispensation of the Torah to eat, but is that including all Bali Mumin, even if they're Tamei? So, Kiva Delochazi, Virachmana Rabye, since he can't do the Avoda anyway, and yet the Torah includes him, Lo Shna Mali Balmum Umali Balmum Behutame. Right, that I maybe should make a difference. Once you have the heter, he's really a problematic guy. But we're gonna let him be in on it anyway, so he shouldn't care even if he's tummy, it should be allowed. Old Dilma, what do you say? No. At least a Balmum is Roy Lachila. Roy Lachila Cholik, she ain't Roy Lachila Cholik. Everybody agrees that a Balmum tummy can't eat the Karbanis. Just a question of getting a chiluk of the karbanis. Maybe he'll give it to somebody who is tar. So, do we say that you have to be roi l'achila, and therefore a balmum tummy would be excluded, or not? So, the question is formulated by the Nesivas HaKodesh as, do we say the reason that a balmum is included is because we have rachmanis on him? You know, what else can he do? We feel bad for him, he has a balmum. What is he supposed to do? What's he's never going to do the avodah in the base of Mikdash. So, because we have rachmanis on him, so therefore, is that the reason why we include him? Or do we say, be'emes, he's shayach in the avodah in that he could eat? And if he could eat, as we know the Gemara says, last week's parsha, ba'alim ochlim, ba'alim eskaprim. So he does take part in the avodah. So if you say it's because he takes part, well, here he can't take part because he's tameh. If you say it's because we have rachmanis on him, then no matter what, we might have rachmanis on him, even if he's tameh. So that's the question. So Amar Rabba, so Rabba says, Toshma, Kohen Gadol Makrav Onin Ve'eno Ochel Ve'eno Cholek, Lechol Erev. What do we say? That a Kohen Gadol is Makrav Onin. We started off with that halacha. But he cannot eat from the karbanas, and he doesn't take a portion for tonight. Shma Mina. So what do you see? Why not? Why a Kohen Gadol can eat tonight? So why doesn't he take a portion? Shma Mina, Roy Lachila Be'ino Shma Mina. It must be that at the time of the Avoda, you have to be Roy Lachila in order to get a Chelek, and therefore Balmum Tameh would also be excluded, just like the Kohen Gadol is excluded. By Rav Oshia, what about tummy for Karbanas Sibur? Ma'oshiach lo kulo. What about a tummy person in Karbanas Sibur? In a case, Rashi explains, where Tahorim were Makrif. Wasn't that everybody was tummy, because that named Brera. But if Tahorim were Makrif, that means also to be a Kohen, that's tummy. So, mi amrinon, ha machati amrachman, ha vahinami machati, who do we say? Anybody who's Ra'i Lizrika. And by Karbanas Sibur, we know a Tamei, some cases, can do the Zrika. So maybe deep down we'll call him Roi Lizrika. O Dilma, or do we say no? Roi Lachila Cholek, Tiena Roi Lachila Eina Cholek. Right, we know even though Tumah Hucha B'tzibur, that doesn't allow the Kohanim who are Tameim to eat the Karbanis. Right, because there's only one Karban that you can eat even by, well, Tamei, and that is Karban Pesach. Karban Pesach is the only one, because that was, that the Iker of Karban Pesach, the Mishnah says Himsachim, is to eat. So if all of the Bnei Yisrael, right, Tumah Hucha B'tzibur, so everybody does it on the first Pesach, what, you're not going to have a Seder that year? You can eat the Karban Pesach that year, even though people are Tamei. That's the only one. All the others, if you're Tamei, you might be able to do the Avoda by Karban Tzibur, but you're not going to eat it. So what do we say here by Atzmai Karban Tzibur? So Amar Avina, Tashma, same Raya. Kohen Gadol Makravoni Vein Ochal, Vein Ochal, Lo Echal, Erev, Shma Mina, Roy Lachila Bina, Shma Mina. You need Roy Lachila. Fine. Says the Gemara now. So let's switch over to Onain. We've been speaking about Balmum, now we get into Onain. So what did the Mishnah say? Nogeya ve'ino makriv. An onain is allowed to touch karbanos, but he can't be makriv of the karbanos. Right? This is talking about a kohen hedyot, not a kohen gadol. Kohen hedyot, meaning an onain that does not make the karban tame. So the Gemara says, Oni no geya, is that really true? We would allow an Oni to, a Kohen Hedyo, to touch the Karbanos, Veramini, didn't we learn in a Braisa? Didn't we learn in Meseches Chagiga in a Braisa? Onein, Umechuser Kippurim, Tzrichin Tfila, Lakodesh, in Onein and Mechuser Kippurim, though Mida Oraisa, they are not Tamei. When Onein is automatically Tamei? No, he just lost his relative. Or Mechuser Kippurim. He already went to the mikveh yesterday. He had Harav Shemesh. All he has to do is bring his karba now on the morning of the eighth day. So both of those midah raisa, they're finished. They should be tar some basically. And what does it say? Tzrichin Tvila Lakodesh says the Gemara in Chagiga that you need tvila in order for karbanis midah rabbanan. Even though you midah raisa they don't need. The Gemara says there in Chagiga and Daf Chaptalan with base why. Why do they need Tfilah Lakodesh? The language is my taima. Kiban to ad ha'idna have asiri atzruchin rabbanan tfila. There's a change in their halacha, in their halachic status. But they couldn't need kachim beforehand and now they can. So that is why the Gemara there explains the Mishnah. It's the Mishnah there in Chagiga on Daf Chaf Aleph and Aleph. They need a tfila for Kodesh but not for Truma. Right, that's what they, because their halachas changed. So, midah rabbanan, you need it. So, ask the Gemara. How could our Mishnah say that an onein can be no geya, which sounds like you don't need anything? He could touch the karban. Over there, the Mishnah in Chagiga says, no, you have to need tefillah, which sounds like we wouldn't allow him to touch the karban. And if he would, maybe he would be matamayit, at least on a drabbanan level. So, a couple of tries to answer the stira, right? This contradiction between our Mishnah, which says an onin is allowed to touch the karban, and the Mishnah Chagig, which says an onin has to do tefillah. So number one, Amar Rabbi Ami, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Lokasha, Kan Bishatova, Kan Bishalotova. Hey, maybe the difference is where they went here, when it says an onin can be no geya, maybe he's saying where he went to the mikvah already. He was already Tovel. And that Mishnah Chagig says you have to do tefillah. So the Gemara says, one second, Vichitova, my Havi, Hahadri Leoninus. Wait, he went to the mikvah, but he's still an onein. Before and after is like tovah v'sheres biado. The whole purpose here is not because he actually became tamei; it's because we give him the status of tumah when he is an onein. So tefillah is not going to help. So that's try number one. So rejected. We don't. That doesn't work. That answer to the stira. So let's try again. Number two says the Gemara, Lokasha, Ella, Lokasha, Had Asich Daite, Had Lo Asich Daite. Did you have a Hesach Hadas? Meaning, did you lose focus because you were an Onain, and therefore you might have touched Tumah? That's the issue. Over here in our Mishnah, he did not have a Hesach Hadas. He kept focused the whole time, and that's why you don't need Tefillah. The only reason you need Tefillah over there in the Mishnah Chagig is because he had a Hesach Hadas. Says the Gemara, one second, Hesach Hadas. If he had a Hesach Hadas, so Shlishi Vishvi boy, so maybe he touched a dead body. If he had a Hesach Hadas, he wasn't watching himself, so maybe he became Tomei Mace. So what do you mean you only need a Tefillah? You have to wait 7 days and get sprinkled with the ashes of the Paraduma. Dama Rabbi Yostoi, Brebi Matun, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hesach Hadas, or Chazar Shlishi Vishvi. He has all 3 and 7. If you had a Hesach Hadas, that also can't be the answer to the stira. So, number three try to the answer to the stira. Lokasha. Ha da asach daite mitame mace. Ha da asach daite mitame sheretz. Right over there in the Mishnah. Were you mesach das from tame mace? When Rabbi Yochanan says that you need hazah shlishi v'shvi, that's only where you would have been mesiach das, even from touching a dead body. That's what Rabbi Yochanan was talking about. Ha, but in our Mishnah in Chagiga, dasach da'i mitame sheretz, is only you are asach das from touching a sheretz, which would only make you tame for one day. So you made sure not to touch dead bodies. You weren't so careful not to touch dead insects. So that's what the Mishnah Chagiga is talking about. So let's go on 1 second. The Mishnah Chagiga is talking about that you weren't careful about touching a sheretz, but the Mishnah says all you need is to go into a mikvah. Tami Sheretz, Tami Ma'al Yisahu, Harif Shemesh boy. That's a real Tvul Yom. So you shouldn't need if you're a Mechuser Kippurim or an Oni that touched the Sheretz, you have to wait the rest of the day. It doesn't sound that way from the Mishnah. The Mishnah Chagiga sounds like you just go to the Mikvot. Tzrichin Tfilo HaKodesh. You don't have to wait Harif Shemesh. That also can't be what we're talking about. Va'od and also, Afilu Trumanami. If you touch the Sheretz, you shouldn't be able to touch Itruma. What does it say there in Chagiga? Tzrichin Tfilo HaKodesh Avalol Truma. Sounds like it's a chumah for truma, chumah for kachim. So Gemara tries again. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, Ba'omer Nishmarti Midavar Hamatameini, V'lo Nishmarti Midavar Haposleini. Right? He says, I was careful not to touch anything that would make me Tami Daraisa. Only something Tami Darabanan I wasn't careful about. So, right, gotta know the halachas. What's Tami Daraisa? What's Tami Darabanan? But he was so key, he said, I was very careful not to make sure nothing made me Tami Daraisa that would make me Tami for Truma, but for, that would make me Tami for Kachim, but I was not careful I was careful for something that would make me Tami Daraisa, which would be even for Truma, but I was not careful about something that would make me possibly Darabanan, and that's why you only need Tevila for Kachim and not for Truma. Says the Gemara, do you have such a thing? Omegan and Tirusa Lapalga. Do you ever trust somebody like that? That they say, oh, I guarded myself to make sure I don't become Tame from half these items and not all these items. The Gemara says, you have such a concept of Hatanya in the following Brisa. Let's say you have a basket on your head. Odeyu Asal al Rosho. A person has a basket on his head. Let's say that was the normal way of carrying. We don't have time, but we could talk about. What about, how do you define shinui on Shabbos? What if you do something that's strange for you, but not strange for everybody else? Right, if I would carry a basket on my head, it would be pretty strange. But if you go down into the Middle Eastern marketplaces, it's very common for women to carry things on their head. So it's a big sugya in Hilchos Shabbos. Do you go by the person? Do you go by rove the world? Do you go by the area? Anyway, so let's say you have a sal on your head. Uma grefa betocho, and there's like a shovel in it. A shovel, or Rashi says a kli barzel, a type of kli that's used for separating dried figs that got stuck together. Either way, you have the basket and the spoon on top, the omar, and he says, libi ala salvein, libi ala magrefa, and he says, I made sure the basket didn't become tame. I didn't make sure the magrefa didn't become tame, so hasal tarva magrefa tamea, so you trust him. So you see, there's a type of shmira that could be part way. Says the Gemara, 1 second. If it's Tami, I'm a grateful Sal. If he wasn't careful about the Magrefa touching the Sal, about the Magrefa becoming Tamei, couldn't the Magrefa be Matame the Sal? So therefore, so what's the use of saying he was careful about the Sal? So the Gemara says, no, Ein Kli Matame Kli. A Kli cannot be Matame Kli. Why? What's the rule? A Adam Mekalim can only become Tamei from an Avatoma. And there's no kli that's an avatoma. What's an avatoma? Shechva zera, zov, mashke hazov, mishkav hazov, all the other items listed in the first parak in Kalim. So a kli, you never have a kli that's an avatoma, so a kli cannot be matami a kli. So don't worry about the magreva being matami the sal. Says the Gemara, what's that? Matami mashke vesocho. Okay, but at least what's in the basket should become tummy. The figs in the basket, the magrefa should make that tummy. So I'm a rava, no, but omer, shmartia midavar amatame, velo shmartia midavar aposla. Exactly the ukimta that we were looking for. This Bryce is talking about where he says, I was careful not to become tummy daraisa, but I was not careful about tummy darabana. Let's just finish to the two dots and then I'll mention a point. Igag al Musa, this conversation rolled, umati lakami darabi abba bar marmal. And it came in front of Rabbi Abba. Amar lei lo sham yelehu hadar Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Didn't you hear what Rabbi Yochanan said? Right, this is the following. Didn't you hear what Rabbi Yochanan said to explain the Mishnah in Maseches Chagiga? Rabbi Yochanan said as follows: Ha'ochel shlishi shel truma. We know what are the rules of tuma. Rishon sheni shlishi. Avi avos is a dead body. Ava tuma is all the items listed in the Mishnah in Kalim. If an avatoma touches anything, it becomes a rishon latoma. Rishon touches anything, it becomes a sheni latoma. Most items in the world stop there. This cup right here cannot become more than a sheni latoma. Right? Anything, sheni. Only things that are more susceptible, because the more kadosh something is, the more susceptible they are, a truma can become shlishi, and kadshim can even become a ravi. That's the rule. Can't have any more than that. So, let's see somebody eats truma that became a shlishi. So shlishi, that shouldn't do anything. That doesn't do anything daraisa to a person. Rabbi Yochanan says Chazal were gozer on that. That if a person eats truma that's a shlishi, aser lecho umutter liga. Mutter liga. It's aser for a person to eat it. Right? Rashi says shel truma atzma or chulish asal darasa kodesh. Mutter liga betruma. De eno nase gufo ela shlishi kamo hamaachol sheachal. What if a person eats shlishi shel truma, so then they become like a shlishi, midrabanan for whatever reason, and therefore their guf becomes a shlishi, like the food itself, and they cannot eat truma, but they're allowed to touch truma. Why are they allowed to touch truma? Because truma can't become a ravi, as they just said. But they're not allowed to eat it. Why can't they eat it? So it's midrabanan. If you ate a shlishi la truma, so then you're not allowed to eat more truma. Alma, what do you see from there? Ba'achila avad rabbanan maila, but achila avad rabbanan maila. It could be sometimes rabbanan would ask her eating something, and they will allow you to touch it. That's the answer to the stira. Our Mishnah says that an onin is allowed to touch. That Mishnah says an onin has to go to the mikvah. Over there, you have to go to the mikvah to eat. That's the answer to the stira. The difference is between what halacha, for eating or for touching. That's the answer to the stira based on Rabbi Yochanan, period. There is one exception to the rule. We said, ain't kli matame kli. There's one exception to the rule that a kli can be matame a kli. What's that? Well, the exception buffs to Hilchas Tumah Tara. Cherev hari hu kechalal. There's a special din learned out from Sukkim in Parshas Chukas, where if there is a sword, let's say everybody agrees to this, a metal sword that kills somebody, that sword is an avi avos hatumah. That is just like a dead body. If that sword touches something, it makes it into an avatumah. That's a big lumdish topic. That's one of the only times also that tumah is transferred across, not down. Usually tumah goes down. Av makes a risha, risha makes a sheni, sheni makes a shlishi. There are two or three exceptions to that rule. One of them is mishkav azav. If azav sits on a chair, that chair is also an avatumah. But another one is right here. Cherev harayu kachalo. The cherev is like the corpse itself. And therefore, it is transferred across. There's a big Ramban on that Pasuk in Chukas, which goes through all the halachas of Cherev Harayu Kechalal. Many machlokas rishonims. Do you say this only by metal kalim, or do you say this by all types of kalim? Even wood, machlokas Rambam Raivin. The Rambam says in Hilchos Tumas Meis, Hu adin l'shar kalim, ben kli matchus, ben kli shedev abagadim. The Rambam in Hey Gimel, Cherev Harayu Kechalal, says the Raivin, Anu ein lanu ela b'cherev. Obachiburin b'shar kalim. Maybe if it's still touching the dead body, it could apply to other materials. But once it's detached, only metal. That's a machlokas. Machlokas we've shown him in about one. Number two, does cherev hari kechalal make you have to wait 3 and 7 days and get the ashes of the paraduma poured on you? That's also a machlokas. That Ramban and Chukas says, no, it makes your tummy for 7 days, but it does not make you get the ashes of the paraduma. The big issue is how much is it like a chalal? Is it kichalal, it is mamish chalal, right? That is the, that is a big discussion. That's the Ramban here. That in, and what, if, does it make you matami ba'ohel also? The Ramban says again, no, it's limited. The Ramban in all these cases. It doesn't make you need hazar shlichi v'shvi. It doesn't, it's only tumis magan masa, not ohel. But if it's magan masa, then it makes you tummy for 7 days, like tummy mace. But it's this Ramban right here. In, yutes tezain. Fascinating that the Ramban ends off that piece. Va'anachnu ba'avonosenu temeye hagolos. V'lo yadanu b'taris hakodesh. Ad sheyera aleinu ruach mimarom. We're all Tamei, and we're not going to know Taras HaKodesh until Hashem pours on us the Ruach Mimarom. V'yizrok Hashem aleinu mayim tahorim v'nitar, amein ken yihi ratzon b'mher v'yameinu. Wow, the Ramban. You don't usually hear the Ramban talking that way in the middle of his commentary on Chumash. But that's the Ramban at the end of Cherev Hariyu Kechala. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Tudas, v'eino cholek lechol. Eino cholek lechol, so you can't he doesn't split up to eat it. Who doesn't split up to eat it? The onein, still talking about it. You don't split up to get a portion. What does it sound like from our Mishnah? Miflik hudelo palig v'chi mizamni le'achel. You don't give him a portion, but what if other kohanim invite him to take a part? He's allowed to eat it. Is an onein allowed to eat that night? So it sounds like from our Mishnah, we're medayik, yes, he just doesn't get a portion, but he's allowed to eat it if somebody else invites him. V'raminhi, but we learned elsewhere, onein tovel ba'ochel es pischol la'erev. That night, after he's an onein, he's allowed to eat Karim Pesach that night. But he's not allowed to eat other karbanis. So our mishnah is mashma, that he could eat other karbanis that night, motzoi his being an onein. Mashain came by the Gemara Pesachim. Amar of Yirmi, amidifti lo kasha. Kam b'shar yemos hashana. Pesach night, you're allowed to eat anything. Other nights of the year, you can't. B'Pesach, aydi to achal Pesach, achal na mikachim. On Pesach, once you have the heter to eat the karban Pesach, so you can eat all the karbanas as well, the chagiga, whatever it is, you can eat other karbanas as well there also. Bishar yemos hashana, but on other nights of the year, delo chazi, that he's not right for any karbanas, lo achal, he doesn't eat any karbanas, that night motzai is being an onein. My avalobakachim, what does that lashon mean? The language over there in Pesachim is ochal Pesach, so obviously we're talking about Pesach night. But not kachim. What do you mean? But I thought you just said Pesach night, you could eat everything. So, avaloba kachim shakal hashana. You have to add in a bunch of words. Rashi here says, it's like chisuri mechsura. You could tovel and eat your Pesach tonight, and then you can eat all kachim tonight. But remember, other nights of the year, you can't eat any karbanos. But that's how you have to read the line. So that's one way to get out of the problem. Ravasi, my lo kasha. No, this is the difference. Kansha meislo meis bar basar v'kirer bar basar. Kansha meislo meis b'shlosha asar v'kirer bar basar. When did the misa take place? If it all happened on Erev Pesach that day, that was Anina's da'oraisa that day, so that still has effects that night. But if the misa happened yesterday, so today I'm always d'rabanan. Anina's da'oraisa is only miyom misa yom akfura. But if it's only d'rabanan, so then it is the following night is not going to be nitfas. Yom kvura lo tufis lelo afilu midrabanan. Right? If it's yom kvura, then the following night is not tufis even midrabanan. Period. Mantana anilas lael midrabanan. Who's the one that says anyway that the whole anilas lael is drabanan? Meaning, if you have any distinctions and you allow the oni to eat karm and pesach that night, then you're basically saying that it's only aninus a night after the death and the kfura is only drabanan. Because if it's daraisa, you wouldn't be able to eat the karm pesach. So who holds that weight? Reb Shimoni, Titania. The brisa says aninus laila mi divrei Torah divrei Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda holds that aninus the day after, the night after, is daraisa. Reb Shimoni Omer only enam divrei Torah ela mi divrei sofrim. Reb Shimoni says no, it's only drabanan teita. Because I'll prove it to you. Shari amru onein tovel v'ochel espeschol erev avolo b'kachim. If you let eat the Karan Pesach that night, that's Reb Shimon Raya, that is only Durabanan. How would you say it's Daraisa? Is there a way to say it? You'd have to say that there's an exception to the rule. Even on a Daraisa level, for just like Tumahutra B'tzibur is an exception to the rule on a Daraisa level, you'd have to say there's an exception even on a Daraisa level. Why should Aninus Laila be Daraisa? Night always goes after with the following day. So here you would say it goes with the previous day according to Reb Yehuda. Aninus daraisa, is this kachim? Aninus, separate from kachim, this is just stam aninus. Unless you say that the only ramification of aninus daraisa is kachim. It's one of the, or maiser sheni. Okay, so maybe it's connected to that idea of kachim. Or, so one of the achronim say, is that because aninus is all tali on meriris halev. And that continues during the night after. So if it's tali on that, so then you would say it's even the following night. Okay, says the Gemara. V'savar Reb Shimon Aninus Laila Midrabanan. Is that really true? Reb Shimon holds that Aninus Laila is only Midrabanan. V'yatanya Reb Shimon Omer Onein Eino Mishaleach Karbonosav. Reb Shimon himself says an Onein cannot send his Karbonos to the Beis HaMikdash. He can't send his Karbonos. So Milav, doesn't that mean Afilu B'Pesach? Doesn't that mean he can't even send his Karban Pesach? Because he's not going to be able to eat it tonight. And therefore, why? Because Aninus is Daraisa. So no Lo Lavarmi Pesach. No, it's without Pesach. Excluding Pesach. He can't send other Kabbanis, but he can send Pesach. But we have a whole long brisa where we're going to see even Pesach is included in this Isser. Only when he's complete, but not when he's an Onein. Minayin l'rabo, he says, Atoda, how do I know he can't be Meshaleach his Toda? Marbani is Atoda, Shkei Nechelet, B'Simcha K'Shlamim. Toda is like Shlamim, it's also eaten B'Simcha. Everybody gets a portion. Minayin l'rabo, says, Ola, how do I know to include Ola? Marbani is Ola, Shkei Bob, and Edu, and Adava K'Shlamim. Ola is similar, because it also can be volunteered. Minayin l'rabo, is a Pachor, Meiser, U Pesach. That's the key word for us. How do I know that all these three are also included in an Onei's not sending? Marbani b'char ma'aser pesach shkein einin ba'in al chet kishlamim. They all do not come al chet like a shlamim. So minayin l'rabos chadas fasham. How do I know these are also included? Tamalomar zevach. It also says zevach. Minayin l'rabos ha'opus v'amenachos. How do I know it includes bird karbanas and minchas? Karbanas mincha v'hayayin v'ha'etzim alavona and wine and wood. A wood, carbon, and lavona, all of these items, an onin is not allowed to send. Tamalomar, shlomim, karbano, kargobano, shu mevi, kshu shalem, mevi, veno mevi, kshu onin. That's the whole long brisa. But what do we see from there? Ketani miya Pesach. Pesach is in there. So how could we suggest? We said, what's the stira? The original question. Rip Shimon holds that anin is Lila's drabanan, but he says, onin ainu mishalayach karbano. So he said, oh, it's excluding Pesach. No, it's not. It's including Pesach, the brisa says. So, three answers. We'll do one of them today. Amar of Chizda, Pesach, Kidei Nasve. Take out Pesach is just Lavdafka. Lavdafka there. Okay, I take it back. We'll do two. Pesach is Lavdafka. Rav Shesh is Amar, my Pesach, Shalmei Pesach. Pesach means the Shlamim that go with the Pesach. That's what's allowed to be sent. That's what's not allowed to be sent. But the Pesach itself can be. See, Hachi and Shlamim. That's just Shlamim then. And Shlomo is already on the list. No, Tana Shlomo Abon Machlas Pesach. Tana Shlomo Abon Machlas Atzman. No, it lists them both. Dilo Tana Shlomo Abon Machlas Pesach. The one that says that goes with the Pesach. Sakadai the Chamina. Holo Machlas Pesach. Asi Kegufi the Pesach Nami. I might have thought that the Shlomo that go with the Pesach in order to eat the Pesach a la Sova. So I would have thought that as the same din, you could bring it even while owning. You could send it even while owning. Kamashvul, and that's why it has to say each one separately. There's a number of items to talk about on this brisa, but we'll have to start with that tomorrow. Talking about mincha, what exactly is a carbon eitzim? You can look at the Rashi, but Hashem, we will start with that tomorrow about answering, talking about that brisa, and then we'll get to the third answer. Okay, we'll stop here.